Members of Congress heard this week about the administration's vision of post-war Iraq. Commentator Fawaz Jurjez says there is something missing from that vision: participation by the Iraqi people.
President Bush met recently with Iraqi opposition figures. He told them he favored a sweeping transition to democracy in Iraq and a short military occupation after the expected toppling of Saddam Hussein. The Iraqis urged the president to create an Iraqi political partner for the United States before Saddam's ouster. But the Bush administration seems to have little faith in the Iraqis' ability to form a functioning representative government soon after their liberation. Iraqis outside and inside the country are assigned a minor role in the plans being finalized by President Bush's security team. The American military would be a central player in running Iraq for at least a year and a half. There are indications that the U.S. is also considering a civilian or UN-led government after a war. But even so, it would be several years before an Iraqi-run government takes power. This is not the most sensible way to convince Iraqis and Muslims that the United States does not wish to subjugate or control their oil resources. Mohammed Bakr al-Sadr is a pro-Iranian leader of the Shiite community, which represents about 55% of the Iraqi population. His response to the leaked American proposals was blunt. "We reject the appointment of a foreign military ruler over Iraq, and we reject that any ruler, even Iraqi, be appointed by a foreign power over Iraq." Al-Sadr says the occupation of Iraq would be met with strong resistance. For an American effort to be seen as legitimate, Iraqis must play a vital part in their country's reconstruction, particularly in the management of its oil. Some are saying that control of oil, not disarming Iraq, is the driving force behind U.S. policy. Secretary of State Colin Powell says Iraqi oil will be used for the benefit of the Iraqi people. Yet he has not denied reports of plans to use oil to pay for policing and administering Iraq. Many Iraqis would view the United States more of an occupier than a liberator, thus sowing the seeds of potential resistance. American officials do not appreciate that Iraqis should be put in charge of governing and democratizing Iraq. The United States, along with the international community, can facilitate the birth of a new Iraq. With help, Iraqi opposition groups can deepen their cooperation and build alliances with their various communities at home, including the tribes and the armed forces. The escalating crisis should motivate army officers and tribal chiefs to collaborate with an active opposition outside the country. They could get rid of Saddam without a war. Now is the time for the Bush administration to show by deeds, not just words, that it's committed to helping Iraqis lead the way in reconstructing and transforming their country. After all, this is their future, their destiny, their responsibility.
The comments of Fawaz Jurjez, professor of Middle East Studies and International Affairs at Sarah Lawrence College, and author of America and Political Islam, Clash of Interests or Clash of Cultures.